Welcome to Story Share, a podcast from interviewgirl.com that brings you inspiring stories and advice each week. Today is an episode from interviewgirl.com's Life Lesson series. Today's lesson is a World War II story that teaches us that we are all connected. It is fascinating to think of the individuals that have lived and worked on planet Earth throughout human history. One of the overarching themes surrounding Interview Girl's World War II Stories project is that there are many stories besides the few that comprise our secondary source history textbooks. Interview Girl set out to capture everyday stories from a generation of people from all walks of life. Although there are many stories that are fascinating and need to be told, however, over the years, the history books, the stories, and any additional information provided points consistently to a handful of World War II generals and leaders. A number of excellent military leaders emerged from World War II, including the top World War II generals. When such a list is compiled, it could be disputed for a number of reasons. Facts are not always a decisive factor, as each individual may have shown exemplary leadership in a number of different ways. That being said, history book after history book explains the Second World War through the leadership of General Omar Bradley, General Mark W. Clark, Dwight D. Eisenhower, General Douglas MacArthur, General George Marshall, General Montgomery, and General George S. Patton Jr. They were the greats. They were the individuals in bold in the history books. We study history based on their accomplishments and their decisions. Mr. Paul Smith was a medic in World War II, and he answered one of Interview Girl's World War II questionnaires. He sent to her his handwritten answers to her questions about the war. Mr. Smith told her a story about the day General Patton died in the hospital when he was doing rounds there. Mr. Smith detailed, "Patton sustained a fractured neck and other injuries. He died in our hospital while I was there. Mrs. Patton gave all the ward personnel new cigarette lighters before she left. This historical figure, General Patton, that was so huge, so famous, was a few stories away from Interview Girl." She finished reading Mr. Smith's questionnaire, and she pictured the hospital where Mr. Smith was a medic. She envisioned Mrs. Patton passing out new cigarette lighters to the men. In Chasing Time through Mr. Smith, Interview Girl visualized the difficulties, the causalities, and the hard parts of the war. She imagined what it was like when General Patton died in the very hospital where Mr. Smith was working. Through what Mr. Paul Smith told her, she came to see in her mind's eye, she understood components of the war better. Interview Girl was glad that her oral history project provided her with this opportunity to come into contact with Mr. Paul Smith. And because she was in contact with Mr. Smith, she was able to go back to the day General Patton died. We are all connected, and at the very least, we are just a few stories away from someone. Everyone seems to know who General Patton is, but here's the background on this decorated general. The United States officially entered World War II in December 1941, after the attack on Pearl Harbor. By November 8, 1942, Patton was commanding the Western Task Force, the only all-American force landing for Operation Torch, the Allied invasion of North Africa. After succeeding there, Patton commanded the 7th Army during the invasion of Sicily in July 1943, and, in conjunction with the British 8th Army, restored Sicily to its citizens. Patton commanded the 7th Army until 1944, when he was given command of the 3rd Army in France. Patton and his troops dashed across Europe after the Battle of Normandy and exploited German weaknesses with great success, covering the 600 miles across France, Belgium, Luxembourg, Germany, Austria, and Czechoslovakia. When the 3rd Army liberated the Buchenwald concentration camp, Patton slowed his pace. He instituted a policy, later adopted by other commanders, of making local German civilians tour the camps. By the time World War II was over, the 3rd Army had liberated or conquered 81,522 square miles of territory. In October 1945, Patton assumed command of the 15th Army in American-occupied Germany. On December the 9th, he suffered injuries as the result of an automobile accident. He died 12 days later, on December the 21st, 1945, and is buried among the soldiers who died in the Battle of the Bulge in Ham, Luxembourg. Remembered for his fierce determination and ability to lead soldiers, Patton is now considered one of the greatest military figures in history. So there, interview girl found herself 7 decades later talking to a man who was there at the exact hospital on the day that one of the greatest military figures in United States history died. Meeting Mr. Paul Smith and hearing his stories reminds us that we are all indeed connected. Thank you for being part of another episode of StoryShare, the podcast from interviewgirl.com that brings you inspiring stories and advice each week. This week's episode was part of our World War II Story Series. StoryShare's World War II Story Series comes to us from Interview Girl's upcoming book, Chasing Time, What the World War II Generation Taught a Millennial in Her Quest to Catch Them Before It Was Too Late. 70 to 100 years ago is about as far back as we can go, where people can remember and they are still around to tell their stories. That was Interview Girl's quest, to speak with the World War II generation before they passed away. For over 8 years, this mission took over her life. It is difficult to put into words how all-encompassing it became. She felt like she was chasing time, and what a journey it was. Holocaust survivors, liberators of concentration camps, POWs, Italian refugees fleeing the Adriatic coast after the war, US veterans from the Navy, Army, and Air Force, people who experienced the war in different countries and different places, and a myriad of diverse elderly people shared their stories from back in the day with Interview Girl. We hope that as you hear these stories from the World War II generation in this World War II Stories series, you too will get to go back in time as you lose yourself in these awe-inspiring stories. Interview Girl spent over 8 years chasing time, and what a ride it was. We will see you soon for another episode of StoryShare. Thanks again for Chasing Time with Mr. Paul Smith in today's podcast.